Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to PainReliefRadio.com. This is your host, Catherine Merrill, the Pain Relief Coach. Today is Thursday, May 20th, and I hope you're enjoying the day as much as I am. It's beautiful here. We're going to be talking about how you get muscle knots in your back, and we're going to be talking about natural cures for those muscle knots and spasms and contractions. Today's sponsor is BackPainNaturalRelief.com. Lots of great information at BackPainNaturalRelief.com. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach. And you can always find more information at SimplePainRelief.com and sign up for your free Simple Pain Relief newsletter. All kinds of information about all kinds of different aches and pains and natural relief at simplepainrelief.com. Well, if you've got knots or contractions and muscle spasms in your back, you are not alone. Millions of people suffer from chronic back pain or spasms, aches, knots, nervy issues, and almost all of us will have back pain at some time throughout our life. Almost all of us. Sometimes your back pain is caused by something that you do. There are muscles at the side of your waist, one on each side, which is a twisting and tilting muscle. Sometimes if you lift while you're twisting, that muscle can go into spasm. And if it does, that spasm can put a strong man on a stretcher on the way to the hospital. So sometimes pain in your back or knots, contractions like that, a knot is a muscle contraction or spasm, are caused by something that you have done. Sometimes it's as simple as that you slept crooked. You know, maybe you slept with your neck all curled up or to the side or downward. A lot of times it's that twisting, lifting, tilting, though. Sometimes it's a repetitive type of movement, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. Other times you have knots in your back because of something you don't do or didn't do. What do I mean here? Well, could be muscles are out of balance in your body. That means you weren't doing things to strengthen your back and keep it strong. You know, I hear a lot about core strengthening and core exercises, strengthening your core, everything between your collarbones and your hip bones. But really, if your back is strong, everything else pretty much falls into place. There are a few other, you know, variations on that theme. Both of your legs have to be the same length to avoid back pain. If you have one leg, the length is a lot different. There's a good chance you could end up with pain somewhere in your back and or neck and or migraines. You can usually tell easily if you have quite a large leg length difference, which 1 out of 10 of us does have a leg length difference according to a study by the U.S. Army, because when you put on your pants, one leg always seems to be longer than the other, one of your pant legs. And I have a client who was almost 90 when we discovered his leg length difference when he started coming to me for therapeutic massage. And he had had back surgeries for the pain. He had had pain most of his life. He had almost a 2-inch leg length difference. I mean, one of his legs was 2 inches longer than the other. And one day he said to me, "You know, Catherine, none of the doctors ever told me about that. The only other person who ever told me about that was my tailor. He always said, I always have to shorten the same leg and by the same amount." So there are some causes of back pain, things that you don't do, or perhaps the way that you were born with that leg length difference. That's also something that happens after hip replacement surgery. Sometimes they are not careful during the surgery to make your leg as long as it was. Maybe you started off with two the same length, and now you have one that's a little shorter after hip replacement surgery. Here are some other causes for knots in your back. There are mineral deficiencies that will not allow, if you don't have what your body needs, your muscles just can't function the way that they're supposed to. So taking a good multivitamin and mineral can help. You might have to take a therapeutic dose on some of them. You might want to talk with your doctor about that, especially if you go to a physiatrist or a doctor who actually looks at vitamin and mineral deficiencies. Artificial sweeteners can cause muscle pain too. You know, they're chemicals and toxins, and they're not good for us. If your muscles are out of balance, that means your back is weaker. The short muscles on the front of your body are tighter, and they're pulling you forward. When they pull that heavy bowling ball head of yours forward, it causes a lot of strain on your back. If your head is forward in front of your body instead of more over your body, all lined up nice and straight like a toddler, like a little kid who's just toddling around, heads are right over their body. That's the way you used to be, and that's the way we're supposed to be. So if your head has moved forward in front of your body for one reason or the other, habit or posture or just not paying attention to your back muscles, that means the muscles on your backside are not in balance with the muscles on the other side of your body. Some are too tight and some are not strong enough to keep you where nature designed you to be. That creates muscle strain in your back. That creates knots. Knots can be in your neck and shoulders. You might notice them behind your shoulder blades and toward your spine. You might notice them in your lower back. And sometimes injury or incorrect use or anger and sadness. You know, when you have really strong negative emotions like anger and sadness, that can give you pain in the back. It can cause you to be out of balance physically and mentally. But mostly we're talking about muscles here. So can the knots in your back be caused by doing things over and over and over? Sure. If you always work with your leaning over to one side, or you always drive your car leaning over to one side, a lot of people do that, or you always have one hand on the top of the steering wheel and the other elbow kind of scrunched down towards your waist, that can cause knots in your back. Wherever you're holding muscles constantly in a shortened position, sometimes that makes the muscle think, whoa, I guess this is where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be short, so I'm going to stay short and I'm going to be in a knot. A knot is just a spasm or contraction, and it can be released. It can be relaxed. Your muscles can be made happy again. A lot of people use massage. Therapeutic massage is a wonderful tool. A lot of people use yoga. If you look at yoga instructors, you may notice that a lot of them, if you really look, you may notice that a lot of them are not symmetrical. You know how they got into the field and got so involved? Because they started it to get rid of their own pain, which might have been back pain, and they continued with it to keep their pain away. Now, everybody who does therapeutic massage is not the same. Some people have an intuitive sense of how the muscles work and where they should press and what will help, even if they've never taken a day of training in their life. And other people have taken a lot of training and just don't get it. The best way to find a massage therapist? Well, if you go to simplepainrelief.com, you can find an article in the massage category. Or you might decide to do your own massage. The people over at backpainnaturalrelief.com, our sponsor today, backpainnaturalrelief.com, they can give you lots of good ideas about doing your own massage too. And massage can be pinching or pressure or rubbing or anything that's deep enough to get into the muscles. Massage should not kill you. If you have a knot in your back and the therapist you go to is just working on that knot, blasting away at it, all that's going to happen afterward is you're going to end up with the knot and bruised to boot. What you need to do is surround that knot, surround the drag, and figure out why it's there, especially if it's been there for a long time. There are probably other muscles in other parts of your body, like down toward your waist or up toward your shoulder or along your spine or in your hip, and those powerful butt muscles or gluteal muscles, or in your chest or in front of your arm, in front of your neck. Your abdomen muscles might be short. They might be pulling on your back and causing your back muscles to get so unhappy that they get a knot. They go into spasm. That's what muscles do. They will go into a contraction or shortened spasm either because you're holding them short for long periods of time or because they're being overstretched and they go into contraction to try to protect themselves. When you stiffen up to try to protect your muscles that are already uncomfortable, you run the risk of more injury. What you want is a flexible body that moves smoothly. It's a lot less likely to develop knots in your back or any kind of pain. And if you have back pain and you lift while you're holding in your stomach, that'll help prevent knots in your lower back. Walking will help you get rid of knots and pain in your lower back, especially if you swing your arms next to your body as you're walking. Moving fluidly. I'll tell you. Oh, I wanted to tell you a story. When you're lifting, try to not twist. Don't lift and twist. Try to lift as though you're dancing. No hefting and jerking. No effort. Movement should be effortless. Not working. Fluid. Pretend you're a river or a willow blowing in the wind. You know, your backbones are really strong. People get worried. They think that they're getting fragile. But you're not fragile. Your back spine bones are huge, and they're strong, and your muscles are powerful, and you can get better. There's so much to know, so little time. Go to backpainnaturalrelief.com, our sponsor today, Back Pain Natural Relief. There's a lot of information there. Today is Thursday, May 20th. I want to remind you to take good care of yourself because you deserve to feel better. I hope you had some help today, and I look forward to seeing you again next time. April 17th, we'll be talking about hand pain. Have a wonderful day. You deserve it.